Hello, good evening. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation. May I speak to Mr. Riley? Is this him?
Yeah.
Mr. Riley, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
Two. Can I ask who is this again?
Yes, sir. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to just ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not going to sell you
All
anything.
right.
I'm not going to ask you for a donation. I just would like to ask you questions.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just making sure I knew what I was talking to.
Perfectly fine, sir. Not a problem. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Two.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile setter, PCC restoration, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, stone mason, or other?
Bricklayer.
Okay, thank you, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Apprentice.
Apprentice. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, and are you currently working at the trade right now?
Yes.
Thank you. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Zero.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past years?
No, I haven't.
Okay, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were last time here?
I'd say about the same.
About the same? Okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say about the same.
About the same? Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about other jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Like you mean, like a representative to come out and talk to us?
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Can you clarify that maybe a little bit?
Have you ever just been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked on, sir, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Yes, I think so.
Was it privately, state or local government, or federal government?
Private.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I'd say probably about the same.
You said about the same as now? Okay.
And yeah.
Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, worse, or stay about the same?
Worse.
And switching gears a bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns at all?
No real safety concerns at all.
Okay, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 4 months?
Yes.
Online or in person, sir?
In person.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you, sir. And in the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, like never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Okay. And now changing the subject, World Beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources that are one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are less likely to get your news from. And I have here the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, local TV news format, cable news, friends and neighbors, and last one is radio. Which one of these will be your first to go to?
Probably social media.
Social media? And your second to go to, sir?
Radio.
Radio, okay. And print or online newspapers, local TV news, cable news, friends and neighbors?
I'd say friends and neighbors.
Okay, next. Print or online newspapers?
Print.
And then we got local TV news or cable news?
Cable news.
Okay, sir, thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters to you most right now for foreign policy? The environment, healthcare, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, education, immigration, or something else?
Probably something else.
All right, sir. All right, and as you may know, sir, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir?
No.
All right. And, sir, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures that payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act?
Probably the Democratic.
Thank you, sir. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and work conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers, or GM, Ford, or Stellantis?
The UAW, or UAW.
The UAW somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done here. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First one is his job as president overall.
Disapprove.
You disapprove somewhat or strongly, sir?
Strongly.
And what about support for labor unions?
I'd say support.
You support strongly or approve somewhat or approve strongly?
Approve somewhat.
Okay. And the next one is healthcare.
Disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
Strongly.
And what about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about immigration?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat? Okay, thank you. And what about the economy, sir?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or disapprove somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, sir. Now, are you registered to vote?
Am I what?
Registered to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in the November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you'll vote?
I'd say I'll probably vote.
Probably? Okay.
Yep.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, sir?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And turning back to BC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good.
All right, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Very good.
All right, sir. Here's my couple last questions. And these are just your own words. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Probably just trying to get the word out more.
Just try to get the word out?
Yeah, trying to get more people to join than younger guys.
Trying to get more people to join. Okay. All right, sir.
Is that it?
No, sir. Here we go. Last one right here is, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that is the union should be working on right now?
Thinking about how to get our wages increased.
Thinking how to get your wages increased?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. I just got to get this plain how you said it. Let me see right here. Think how you get your wages increased?
Yeah.
Anything else, sir?
Nope.
Okay. All right, and let me see right here, sir. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, email, text, union meetings, mail?
Text.
All right, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four times a year?
Four times a year.
All right. And, sir, I would like to ask you a few just for physical purposes. Are you, generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
How long does it take?
Yes, I would like to ask you a few questions. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican? Fudge. Fuera, viejo. Te grito.